a rock, like a planet, like a fucking atom bomb. I'll remain unperturbed by the joy and the madness that I encounter everywhere I turn. I've seen it all along, in books and magazines, like a trick before dying, like a photographic scene. There's a fly behind the window, there's an ugly laughing man, like a hummingbird in silence, like the blood on my door. It's a generator. Sure, I've known it all alone, like the blood under my skin, like actors in a photograph, like paper in the wind. There's a hammer by the window, there's a knife on the floor, like turbines in darkness, like the blood on my door. It's the generator.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. It is 1:05. My name is Tim. Welcome to the show, my friends. We just heard a classic song by Bad Religion. It was a song Generator from their album Generator. They're just classic Bad Religion, one of their best songs and one of my favorite songs by this amazing band. Today I'll be playing some music for you as usual, and we'll have some action if the phone waves will help us. I'll try to organize the interview, phone interview of the Chris from the Flatliners. The Flatliners, they're playing a show in Vancouver next week on Monday, March 28th. They're playing this Living the Lions, and actually I have a new song by Living the Lions, and I'll play it for you very, very soon. So Living Flatliners, Living the Lions, and Party at the Moon Tower, they're playing at the Media Club this Monday. So we'll talk to Chris. Hopefully the phone will be working very good, and we'll get a chance to talk and ask Chris some questions. Last weekend happened a pretty sad story. Happened at the South by Southwest in Knox Dog, Austin, Texas. With the Screeching Weasel, they were playing a show, and Ben, there was a girl in the front row dancing, and I think they had some arguments with Ben Weasel, and he actually punched a girl in and punched a lady. Yeah, so that's a really awful thing to do, and I'm sure that Ben is not proud of doing that. And actually, recently, lately, he released an apology. Obviously, the video next day, it was on YouTube, and it's like a big thing, like everyone's talking, everyone obviously has an opinion, but I don't think there's any second opinion, because hitting and punching a lady, it's not, it's an awful thing to do. Obviously, yeah, you know, everyone was watching it on YouTube, and there's lots of people commenting, and even some bands, the Soviets, Chicks Dig It, and those bands, they said that they won't be playing the Weasel Fest, which is happening in Chicago in May. They're like 3-day festival with a whole bunch of really good, also Tinge Bell Rock, and they said that they're not playing this festival anymore. There's a really, really good, solid festival, and lots of bands said that they won't be playing this event anymore. Screeching Diesel, they released an album called First World Manifesto recently, and I really do like this album. And I was actually debating with myself, should I play Screeching Diesel today, because I was planning to play a song. But I decided that I'm here to play music. It's obviously an awful thing to do to punch a woman, but I'm here not to talk about other people, what other people are doing. And obviously there's no second opinion. As I said, it's an awful thing to punch a lady, and he actually, Ben, he apologized for his behavior, for his awful behavior. But I'm, as I said, I'm here to play music, and I really believe, and I really think that the new album by Screeching Diesel is a really good record, one of the best albums released so far this year. And it was 10 years since we heard new music from Screeching Diesel. And musically wise, again, if we can isolate ourselves from this, what happened on Saturday, and I would like only to focus on music. It's a really good record, and then, you know, I think it's up to everyone else to make a decision. And you know, we're all adults, so it's obviously not a very good thing what Ben did. Anyway, I would like to play you the song, and then I'll play some songs by Leaving the Lines, and I have some other new cool songs, and after that we'll try to phone Chris and ask him some questions. So I'd like to play a song by Screeching Diesel off their new album. The album came out March 15th on Fat Records. The name of the album is First World Manifesto, and the name of the song is Follow Your Leaders. I think it's a good song. Okay, so this is Screeching Diesel on We All Fall Down. Coming in round the misfits. All in the line, my kids
Hi, I'm Cassidy. I'm 9 years old and I have epilepsy. It's not always easy to talk about, but it's important so that people with epilepsy know that they aren't alone.
Did you know that more people have epilepsy than multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, and Parkinson's disease combined? That's over 50 million people worldwide.
On March 26, wear purple with me to support epilepsy awareness around the world. Visit purpleday.org.
Sealed with a Kiss presents Akron Family and Delicate Steve, Friday, March 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret. The live shows of experimental folk rockers Akron Family are notoriously full of mind-blowing improvisation and powerful three-part harmonies. It's psychedelic Americana that's never the same twice.
And you are no longer a river to me.
Advance tickets are available from Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Doors are at 8 p.m. That's Akron Family and Delicate Steve, Friday, March 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
And you are no longer docile stream. And you are no longer docile.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is British Columbia. We just heard some music. The last song we heard, it was Vax Phantom, members of Iron Sheik. And it was their song of their brand new split, that's Criminal Culture. And it was a song, F My Bod. Classy, sounds like a lot like the first EP by Vax Phantom, which I loved a lot. Before that, we heard the Red City Radio from their album, which came out in February, The Dangers of Standing Still. It's a really, really good record, one of the strongest, and as I was telling early about this, it's one of my anticipated album of 2011. We heard the song, the second track of the album, it was The Benefits of Motion. Before that, we heard Copper Skulls from their EP, Bringing the War Home, which came out in the beginning of the year. It was the fifth song, Life in Vain, and this album, this release so far is my favorite release of the year, because it has only five songs, but all five songs are absolutely brilliant. There's no weak moment in these five songs. Absolutely amazing. Before that, we heard Living with Lions, Vancouver band, their new album called Holy Shit, and it comes out in May on Adeline Records. And it was a song called Honestly, Honestly. And as I mentioned earlier, the Living with Lions, they will be opening for the Flatliners on Monday. And we up on the sand, and I was talking about this before the Screechel Weasel. It was a song, first track of their new album, First World Manifesto, and it was the song called Follow Your Leaders. So, yeah, that's what we heard in last 15 minutes. As I promised earlier, we'll try to do an interview with Chris from the Flatliners. The Flatliners, as I mentioned earlier, they're playing here on Monday, March 28th, at the Media Club. The Flatliners, Living with Lions, and Party at the Moon Tower, the show, as I mentioned, early happening on Monday. I'll definitely be there. I'm super excited. The album by Flatliners, which came out last year in 2010, called Cavalcade, and it was my favorite album of of last year. And so I was super excited to see those guys again. Great Canadian band, and probably one of the best punk bands around right now. At least I think so. Okay, I'll play you some Flatliners, and while I'm calling Chris, listen to some Flatliners, and we'll do a small interview with Chris. Okay, so let's start with the first track of their new album. The album, as I mentioned earlier, is called Cavalcade, and I would like to play you a song called Calming Collection. This is the first track. This is the Flatliners on We All Fall Down.
We are the four horsemen of the rock apocalypse, leaders and saviors of the wild ride to oblivion and ecstasy. 1, 2, 3... Flesh and blood.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM. This is Vancouver. And we just heard this song by Flatliners from their album Cavalcade. And it was a song Calming Collection. And I have Chris on the line. Hello, my friend. Thank you so much for doing the interview.
No worries, man. How you doing?
Very, very good. And really excited to hear you and really excited to see you on Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time, and we're very excited.
Yeah, it's like a really good setup. You play in the Spartan and the Moon Towers and Living the Lions.
Oh, yeah. Two great, great bands, dude. It's going to be a blast.
Okay, let's start. I have a couple simple questions for you, and I hope you will enjoy them. Okay, so your new album, Cavalcade, came out about a year ago, and for me personally, that was my favorite album of 2010.
And thanks, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I love the album, and not only because you have, like, the album has really good songs and solid production. I was talking about the Cavalcade the whole last year, and I was saying that what's important for me in this album, that I can see the progress in your music. Destroy to Create, it was like a ska core album, it was pretty good. Then you moved to the new kind of sound, it was Great Awake, it was Fat Sound, and Cavalcade, I think it's a new step for you as a musician. So,
thank you, man. We all really appreciate that.
And for me, important that as a young, relatively young band, I can see the progress from album to album, from like each release, you go in progress. You personally, would you agree on that? Can you see the progress in your music, or is it really tough for you to see that because you play those songs live all the time and you kind of wrote them?
It's an interesting thing because obviously, yeah, like we're very involved in the songwriting, and to the point of, like, yeah, we play the songs live a lot. So I feel like it's a more gradual progression for us to notice that rather than other people obviously just listening to the songs, but it is noticed. You know what I mean? We do understand that we have been able to progress as musicians and as a band, and that's all we can ask for. You know, that's what we want to do. I feel like if you put out the same record over and over and over again, it will get pretty stale pretty quick, you know. And we're super proud of that record and all we've accomplished so far. And we always just basically write songs that we ourselves can enjoy.
Yeah.
And but not really try to outdo ourselves, because I feel like that's like I'm all for trying to make the record you're working on or whatever you're working on the best it can possibly be. But I feel like when maybe not all bands, but some bands get into the headspace of trying to outdo themselves, can get a little crazy sometimes, but yeah, basically, like, we just want to keep rolling, and then, you know, maybe the next record we put out will sound a little different, or more of a progression, I should say. Who knows, you know? I hope so.
That's kind of the same idea I had. We talked early before that you work the Fat Mic, and you were telling me about the whole recording process. And recently I read an interview with Devin from Cobra Skulls, and Fat Mic produced their album as well. And he told me exactly the same thing. Mic froze an idea. If the band likes it, they use it. If they don't like it, that's totally fine. Mic is absolutely cool to that. And could you please tell me a little bit more about this songwriting process with Mic? Because I remember you told me that the song Bleed originally was absolutely different before Mic shortened it and changed it.
Yeah, it was. It was like most of the parts were the same arrangement-wise. It was a little muddled, to be honest. It was a little confusing and stuff. And yeah, he really helped us out with that song a lot. It was a lot of fun to work with him, anyways. But yeah, I mean, like, basically what I told you, and I guess what happened with Cobra Skulls too. Like, if he's got an idea and you like it, then rad. If not, he's not gonna like cram it down your throat and be like, this is what you have to do. He's a super mellow dude, and he's just there to help because he really believes in the band that he signs. And if the bands are cool to have him involved, then he wants to be involved, and that's really an awesome thing to have the head of your label do, rather than, you know, there's some labels out there that will either, you know, assign the band. I mean, I think it's probably more of a major label thing for a band to be assigned, like, some of them, the label to be, like, hanging out in the studio the whole time with, like, you know, a real ominous presence, maybe. But we're lucky to have that guy as, like, the head of our label and to have his help on that record. It was a lot of fun, you know, and Bleed specifically was the song we went into we dove the deepest into with him, and I think it turned out great. I think the song turned out way better than it was before.
Yeah, one of the best tracks on the album.
Thank you, man.
Plus the amazing vocals from Petty from Georgia 4. plus amazing vocals from Patrick Costello from Dillinger 4.
Oh, man, that was incredible to get those guys into the studio. They're one of my favorite bands. Like, I have a Dillinger 4 tattoo on my arm, and, like, just those guys rule. That was honestly one of the best days of my life.
Yeah. I know that you left off, like, about 5 songs from Cavalcade Session, and we already heard 2 of them on the Monumental 7-inch. When can we hear the other 3 songs?
I think we only have 2 left, actually.
2? Okay, sorry, my math is not that great.
We have 2 left. We're actually working on doing another 7-inch in the next few months.
Okay.
So no, like, official details for it yet, but we're in the midst of figuring it out, actually, in the next few days. So hopefully we'll have some news soon. But yeah, we are looking to release the last 2 B-sides pretty soon.
No, this is good news.
Yeah.
We were talking about that the new album, and you've been playing those songs for 1 year. And can you see the direction and the sound of Flatliners for the new for upcoming records? Do you thinking about that already? Do you have, like, a picture how the new album will sound?
It's tough to say until it's done. Do you know what I mean? To be honest, with Cavalcade, it was only until we had a lot of the songs recorded in the studio that we kind of were, you know, wising up to the pretty obvious, like, theme of all the songs, you know, and how they rolled in together, which then obviously led us to, you know, like, getting an idea for artwork and all that stuff. I will say that we were home just for about 3 months recently, the longest we've been at home for in like 5 years. So we've been writing songs slowly. You know, we're still working on them. That's kind of how we go about it. Again, like I said earlier, we want to enjoy these songs, you know, a lot ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure they're totally ready to go. But we have started writing. All I can say is that we're really stoked to start that up. I mean, the record's been out for about a year, but some of those songs were written well before the record came out. Well before we started recording the record, I should say.
Yeah.
So some of the songs on Cavalcade, to us guys in the band, are, like, pretty old now, you know? So it's always fun to write new ones. I'll say that I think of the ones we've written, like, they're all just real, like, to the point kind of songs. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I don't want to give it away too much. So, but we're having fun with it.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me, Tim?
Yeah, sorry, I was
no
afraid.
Worries.
Okay, you just mentioned that you spend basically lots of time on tour, and it's well known the Flatliners are a very hardworking band. You spent probably 11 months out of 12 touring, and you basically grew up on tour. That's how.
Pretty much.
How did the, you know, the whole aspect of, like, a live show as an event change for you through all those years? Like, for playing, like when you were in high school and you played, like, small shows, and now you're playing that, like, NoFX, Bad Religion, Rancid. How did this, like, for you as people, as a band, how did the aspect of a live show change?
I think we've always kind of had the mentality of just, even if there's 2 people at the show, like, to just go out and play as best you can, you know? Like, you know, if you're playing in front of a couple thousand people, if we're on tour with one of those bands you just mentioned, that's incredible. But we still appreciate just as much, you know, having a few people at a show, kicking around. Like, it's important to, I think, put on as best a show as you can for the people that paid their hard-earned money to see you play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not everyone is as lucky as we are to be able to do what we do, you know? A lot of people work jobs that they hate, and they save their money, and they spend their money on bands, and they roll through town. And it's something we always do keep in mind. That being said, you know, it's obviously these opportunities we've been able to take advantage of in the last, you know, several years of touring with these big bands that, you know, we grew up on anyways, is incredible. Never thought that would really happen. But it's been rad, and, like, I like the fact that we can, like, on tour with a big band, play some big shows, and then we can, like, kind of get kicked back to reality in a way, like, play some smaller shows and with a few people around, and, you know, it's good, because, I mean, that way it's not, like, we're not really getting too ahead of ourselves and getting, like, accustomed to just playing these big shows, because that, for certain people, that can be a dangerous thing, I think.
Yeah, that's cool, because, like, playing big shows is pretty good, and playing the small shows, like, you'll be playing, like, a media club in Vancouver, it will be, like...
Oh, man, yeah, it's going to be so fun, you know what I mean? Like, we enjoy it all, you know? There's really... It's usually pretty rare that the 4 of us get off stage and we're like, that was a bummer. You know, like, even if there's hardly anyone in the show, we're like, we still have a good time, man. That's why we do it, you know? Like, you know, we're a punk band. We're not making that much money or anything like that. It's really about having a good time and being able to make friends and stuff like that. And, yeah, like, we enjoy playing the smaller shows too, man. It's a blast to have people right there right in your face singing along. Like, it's a really, really rad feeling.
Yeah, you just mentioned that you're playing lots of shows, and when you're playing like Fest and like Grossrock in Belgium, and like you played like all over Europe and States, when you play outside of Canada, do you have this feeling that you represent Canadian punk scene? Is it something what like goes through your head, or is it like, oh, you're just here to play the show and kids are all the same around the world?
To be honest, it doesn't really cross, like, personally, myself, it doesn't really cross my mind, like, we're representing our country or anything. Like, I know, I guess we are in a way, just because we're from there and we're somewhere else, but it's not really something we think about, I don't think, too much. We're just kind of there to do our thing and play and try to play as best we can, really.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. I feel like a hockey player right now.
And, you know, the last question I usually like to ask, what bands are you really excited about right now? What bands are you listening? I know that you're right now on tour with Dead to Me, and I know that you're huge friends.
Oh, my God, that band is the best. Dead to Me is the best. Oh, my God, they're so good, dude.
When you finally can bring them to Canada, to West Coast.
What's that?
Do you remember you told me that you're planning to bring them to Canada, Dead to Me, and
We're trying, man. We're gonna try to make it happen at some point. It's just, but man, we've known those guys for like, I think, like 4 or 5 years now, and we've been buddies for a while, and we've actually tried to work out touring together for the longest time, and it's just scheduling between the two bands
has
been tricky until now. You know, like, it's like, this is the first like actual legit tour we've done with them. We played shows with them before and stuff, but like never an actual tour. I'm actually like at a diner with them right now. We're all having like a family lunch soon.
Say hello.
But I mean, we're gonna try to make that happen. But like, man, the bands we've been listening to a lot, the Menzingers are like incredible.
Oh, amazing album.
They're so good. There are two bands from around where we're from in Ontario. One is called Mockingbird, Wish Me Luck.
Yeah,
great band. And another band is called Wayfarer. They're really good, too.
Yeah, they have the new album really soon.
Yeah. Trying to think of who we've been listening to in this van recently. Like newer bands or whatever.
Maybe not even your, like, stuff you listen to right now.
You know what, actually, I'm pretty stoked to check out this new Strokes album that came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
2 days ago. I gotta hear that, man. I love that band. I think they're, like, the greatest modern rock and roll band. I don't know. We all kind of listen to a lot of different stuff. Actually, Ian McDougall, who plays guitar in the Riverboat Gamblers, awesome, awesome band. He has another band called Broken Gold, and their record is just came out or it's coming out really soon, and it's really great. Reminds me of like Replacements kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Really, really cool. So it's called Broken Gold. That's
okay. And
I think that's a pretty solid recommendation.
Yeah, I never heard this. I'll definitely check it out. And
they're great, man. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for the interview. Thank you so much for doing that, my friend.
No problem, Tim. Thanks for having me, man. I'll see you in a few days.
Yeah, on Monday. I see you on Monday, and yeah.
Right on, buddy.
Thank
you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
See ya.
So yeah, we had just interview with Chris from the Flatliners. We talked some little bit about their album Cavalcade and about the upcoming show, which, as I said, is happening, saying again, on Monday, March 28th, the Flatliners are playing the Living Lions and Party at the Moon Tower. So let me play some little bit more from Flatliners for you so you can get stoked before the show, and I hope you all can come out on Monday. So I would like to play a song, the song Bleed. We were talking about it. It's like the most song when Fat Mike was involved in the production and songwriting process, and Patrick Costello from Dillinger 4, he does a little bit of backup vocals on this song. So this is the Flatliners and the song Bleed of their album Cavalcade.
Four walls around my bleeding heart, but my own hand. You are an angel and I know you understand. That don't keep the blood from rushing to my face, to keep the darkest days away. Feelings numb and hollow, and it calls my name. It moves my fetus and my blood. It brings my strength, my words won't never. You said it, I tried to waste, but you can't bleed this out, forget it. Drain dry and overrated. Regret it, yeah, I regret it. Letting those words escape, but they're dying out now. Oh,
CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
Pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head. several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. Press the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Yeah, Johnny, this is not all rock and roll, dude. Thank you so much for listening. We just heard a couple songs by the Flatliners, where the song Monumental, that was off their album Cavalcade, and they also had the 7-inch, which came out in the end of the last year. There's three songs, Monumental and two B-sides. And before that, we heard the song Bleed. Okay, we're almost done. We have about 10 minutes left. And you know, I'd like to play you some hits. Some hits, some ska music, some happy music, some hits. The song which you know. I would like to start with some real big fish. And you know, just have a good time if you're, you know, working, driving, or yeah, I don't know, just listening to your computer. I just like you to have some good dancing moment. So this is the real big fish I'd like to play for you. And the song Sell Out.
tonight, she said, but I can't work in fast food all my life.
Hello, 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 this is We All Fall Down on CITR. We're almost done, we just heard a song by Matt Caddies from their album Duck and Cover, and it was the song called Monkeys. And before that we heard the song by The Real Big Fish, it was a hit called Sell Out from their album Turn Off the Radio, Turn the Radio Off, this is correct statement. And yeah, so we're almost done. Thank you so much for listening. Come to the show on Monday, the Flatliners, Leon the Lions, and Party at the Moon Tower at the Media Club. And yeah, this is it. If you like what you heard, you can find the podcast on CITR.ca and also on the blog, which I have, We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. Robin, he is next, the Ink Studs, and then we'll have Japanese Music Quest with Yukiko, French Connection with Marie Eve. Stay tuned to CITR and listen to other great programs on 101.9. Okay, so, and I would like to finish the set, the song by Mighty Mighty Bosstones called You Gotta Go. So this was the We Will Fall Down. This is Mighty Mighty Bosstones on CITR.
Right. What do you think the internet should be? Fast? Open? Reliable? A network that is diverse, free, and allows an equal exchange of ideas? This point of view is often challenged by monopolies and